BBC News with Justine Green. Former Vice President of FIFA Jack Warner has accused the United States of pursuing corruption charges against senior football officials because it failed to win the right to host the 2022 World Cup. Writing in a newspaper he owns, Mr. Warner said the charges against him and 13 others showed the US was biased. Ed Thomas has more.
Mr. Warner said the United States was acting as the world's policeman, motivated by the country's failure to win the right to stage the 2022 FIFA World Cup. The 72-year-old denies allegations he received a $10 million bribe from South Africa after it was chosen to host the 2010 World Cup. In Mr. Warner's article, he says to suggest the vote was corrupt compromises the integrity of the late Nelson Mandela, who helped South Africa secure the tournament.
The remains of the first victims from the Germanwings air disaster have been flown back to Germany. 150 people died in March when the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, crashed a passenger jet into the French Alps. 16 schoolchildren were among the 44 people whose remains were repatriated first. The families will have a chance to view the coffins inside a hangar at Dusseldorf Airport. Julian Rechelt, editor-in-chief of Bild Online in Berlin, says it's the first opportunity they've had to be near those who were lost.
Obviously, it will be very emotional because so far, you know, most of the families had a chance to go to the place where the plane crashed, but they had no chance to say goodbye in any way. They had no chance to mourn at a coffin. It will be the first time they will be actually close to the bodies of their loved ones. It will be definitely an emotional moment for the families, but also, I can say, for the whole country.
The BBC has seen evidence that a British oil company, Soco, made payments to a soldier in the Democratic Republic of Congo, who's accused of using violence to intimidate opponents of oil exploration in a national park. The company strongly rejects any suggestion that the payments were connected with the alleged abuse. More Julian reports.
Checks and receipts obtained by the campaign group Global Witness and seen by the BBC show the company paid an army major called Barimba Feruzi. Several people say they were threatened by this major. One said that men following the officer's orders had tortured him, stating it was because he had opposed oil exploration. Soco said it had never denied funding the work of the DRC army. The British company says the payments were in no way improper and that it wasn't allowed to enter the area where it carried out exploratory tests without a military escort.
The United States has updated its equal opportunities policy in the military to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. The Defense Secretary announced the change at a gay pride parade. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Police in France say a huge cyber attack on a French-based international broadcaster 2 months ago may have been carried out by hackers in Russia. Jihadist propaganda was posted on TV5 Monde's website by hackers claiming to represent Islamic State, but French media say investigations are now focusing on a group of Russian hackers. A white police officer in the United States has resigned days after a video was posted online showing his treatment of a group of teenagers, many of whom were black. Eric Casebolt was taken off duty after he was seen in the video pinning down a 15-year-old girl and drawing his gun following a disturbance in the Dallas suburb of McKinney. Hundreds of people marched to the area on Monday night demanding his dismissal. Greg Conley is the McKinney police chief.
As the chief of police, I want to say to our community that the actions of Casebolt, as seen on the video of the disturbance at the community pool, are indefensible. He came into the call out of control, and as the video shows, was out of control during the incident.
The Eritrean government has dismissed as politically motivated a UN report which accuses the country of widespread human rights abuses. The UN said the extrajudicial killings, torture and arbitrary arrests were on a scale seldom witnessed elsewhere. The government in Chile has introduced tougher sanctions to tackle violence and racism at football matches. Those who break the law will face longer jail sentences and bigger fines. The authorities say they want to make sure that fans can enjoy the game safely. Chile is hosting the 2015 Copa America tournament starting on Thursday. And India's five-time world boxing champion and Olympic bronze medalist, Mary Kom, is to star in an animated form as the country's first female cartoon superhero. The boxer has signed a deal with a production company that will see a fictional childhood version of her appear in Mary Kom Jr. BBC News.
And 多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。